Hello and welcome to the Hamilcast. Today we're going to be doing an episode about the story of Tonight, a drinking song sung by Hamilton, Lafayette, and some of his other friends. It has had a reprise, Story of Tonight reprise, which was more of a lively tune, but this one is very dedicated to the freedom of America and basically about the Revolutionary War and what it will lead to. Now let's deep dive into what we just heard in the beginning of this podcast. This is the Hamilcast. I'm going to have a lot of guest stars here today. So when we are discussing this, we will be discussing how basically we're just giving a little wink-wink to some Broadway shows. We'll tell you that later. And also a lot more secrets that you'll find out about this amazing song. This is the Hamilcast. Okay, trivia question. Which Broadway musical did this song give a little wink-wink to? The answer is Les Miserables, which is a very good Broadway musical, one of the classics. Thanks to Jacob Wolf for supplying that question and answer. Now, as we get into this song, I have a lot of resources to use for this. This song, what to say about it? So many possibilities. So many ways to describe it. But all we can do is talk about how amazing the song is, how it has more than one meaning, and just how, basically, their friendship evolved. Let's get into some research in the research corner. Okay, this song is kind of confusing because, basically, some of the voices for it sound the same, so you can't really differentiate between, like, John Lawrence or... You could definitely differentiate Hercules Mulligan because of his voice. It's like, Hercules Mulligan! Okay, so I said there was a reprise, which was basically about, like, if Alexander Hamilton can get married, we certainly can. I have no word if they did. I'll go and research on that. But I have a hunch most of them did. Now let's hear a little bit of that reprise. Also, the funny part of that reprise is that they find out that Aaron Burr has a crush on someone on the other side of the war. Very misleading. Okay, so there's going to be a part one and part two of this episode. I hope you enjoyed part one of this. Sorry it was so short, but my podcast usually takes a little sprucing up to do. So get ready for part two of the Hamilcast.